Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals. Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the midweek update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your hostess with the financial mostess, Heather Wagenhals. And for this June 10th, we are broadcasting live from the UnlockYourWealth.com studios right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And this Wednesday, like every Wednesday, except it's Friday today. Talk about autopilot. Wasn't that funny? Yes, this Wednesday I was unavailable to broadcast. So we're having a special Friday edition of our midweek update. So it's the end of the week update for the midweek update. Anyway, when we do this show, whatever day it might be, we give you 30 minutes of topic-driven information to help you save in style and get through each and every week. And style is the topic of the day. We all want to look good, don't we? We all want to have the latest trends and styles, but somehow, some way, it wasn't meant to happen with us right now. Financially, we might be a little strapped for cash, perhaps. Right now, we can't go out and buy the latest luxury brand handbag that just came out, and there's only 5 of them in the world. Oh, my gosh, I got to have one. Well, not if it means refinancing your home to get in that. But never fear, Unlock Your Wealth Radio is here, and we are going to talk about maximizing your wardrobe and how to look great for less. And I know firsthand how this happens and what you can do in trim. And I'm going to give you some great tools to help you get there. And I'm going to give you some of my own tools as well, because this isn't just about shopping or spending money. And I want to start with a little bit of a conversation about style and fashion. Fads come and go, but style is always in vogue. And you can be stylish and preserve your wardrobe and not have to go back and forth with, oh my gosh, this is in this week, but it's out next week, but it might be in 3 weeks from now, but if I put it away for like 6 years, it might come back in style. We don't want to have to worry about that. We have so many other things to focus on in our lifetime than we have to worry about what to wear when and if it's still hip or not. We have kids, we have housing obligations, we have credit cards we're trying to pay off, maybe we're going to night school and we're trying to get through so we can figure out how to increase our income to create a better life for ourselves and our families. So we have all these other concerns than our wardrobe, but gosh darn it, we want to look good, don't we? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. So today we're going to focus on some really great ideas that you can use to capitalize on your current wardrobe and spend little or next to nothing. Now, some basic style guidelines. And, you know, I did, even though it wasn't my major, I did several research papers and homework for a particular person in my life in the past, where I did all of their research papers on fashion and designers and style. And fortunately, I used to write a style column for a society magazine where I got to interview a bunch of different designers and comment on styles and fashion. So I am speaking from a platform of fashion knowledge as well as a platform of been there, had to scrape and scrimp and figure out how am I going to pay the phone bill and still look good at the same time. So I've got like this twofold frame of reference. So first off, what we need to do is take a fashion inventory. That's the first thing that has to happen, because when we think about our wardrobe and we're like, oh my God, I totally have nothing to wear, and you have a closet exploding full of clothes, we have to take a look at, well, what does that statement really mean, first off? Half of the time, we don't even know what we have. And what you want to do is just take a simple fashion inventory. And I don't mean just go by the closet and look at what's in there. But let's break out a piece of paper and a pencil. And let's start taking some notes, shall we? And we're going to have different categories based on the article of clothing. All right, this is how we're going to break it down. So what we want to do is we want to get a count of how many skirts we have. And you can break it down into short skirts, long skirts, or casual skirts, and then business skirts that are separate pieces, not a part of a suit, which we'll have our own suit category. You want to get your blouses that way too. Maybe do them, you know, like tanks or spaghetti straps in one category. And then you want short sleeves and then long sleeves. Or if you don't have that big of a selection in your wardrobe, you can just simply go casual blouses, business blouses. And do this for every style of clothing, pants. Do we have business pants, casual pants, jeans, shorts? Take an inventory and see what it is we have. And we also want to note the colors that we have. And there's a specific reason for this, and we'll get to that in a minute. Now, once we know what we have, now we need to go through and try it on. Because perhaps we say we have nothing to wear, because deep down inside, we've gained a little weight, and perhaps some of the stuff doesn't fit anymore. And so we don't want to get rid of it, because we're like, oh yeah, I'm going to lose those extra pounds, but we never fully commit to making that weight loss. And so we keep the stuff around, like hoping we're going to fit into it. But remember, just like financial planning and fashion planning, hope is not a strategy. So we have to be realistic. So let's try the stuff on and see what fits and what doesn't fit. And what we're going to do is we're going to take the doesn't fit pile and separate it from the fit pile, and we're going to put it off to the side for a minute, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do with this. And it's going to be a really cool deal, and you guys are going to love me forever for this idea, because this is beyond saving money. So you're going to take all that doesn't fit today stuff and move it aside. And now we're going to look at what does fit. And now we're going to adjust our inventory to meet what does fit. What can I wear today, right now? Now, once we separate these two piles, and once we get into the what does fit today, we want to take a color inventory. And we want to sort things, or at least note the different colors in our wardrobe and how many pieces we have of these colors, okay? And there's a reason for this. When it comes to building a wardrobe, and because most of us work full-time, even though we have chitlins and all of that, most of the time we're going to be spent in professional attire. We've got 2 days a week and 2 weeks a year that we dress casually, maybe sometimes in the evening if we change after we get off work. But since primarily we have a business wardrobe, we want to look appropriate, we want to look professional, but we also want to be stylish. We want people to let us know that we are women. We're not slutty women, but we're women. And we want to be stylish, and we want to be fashionable, and we want to look appropriate. So knowing that we have professional desires, and knowing that the key to promotion and advancement in our career is dressing for the job that we want to have, not the one we have, but dressing for the job that we want to have. So we want to take an inventory of that. Do we have enough wardrobe to get us through the week? If the answer is no, then we need to focus on building our primary professional wardrobe first. And that is where we're going to leverage the other half of our closet to get there. Now, because we don't need so many shorts and recreational stuff, what we need to do is really focus on our primary wardrobe. Now, take a look and note how many different colors are in there. Now, you are going to see, after you do your little color inventory, that there'll be about three colors that you like to wear often that make you feel good when you wear them, and you'll have a majority of pieces in those colors. Sure, we bought some other things that we liked, but you'll see that there'll be about three primary colors in your wardrobe, and those are the three that you need to stick with. And I'll explain why here coming up. So those other pieces that are not in your three primary colors, you need to decide, do I want to keep these? Even though they're not part of my three primary favorite colors, do I wear this item regularly? Because capability, meaning being able to fit into it, and utility, actually using it, are two different things. So first we got to say, all right, so does it go with the other three colors? Can I mix and match with my other three primary colors in my wardrobe? If the answer is yes, then it stays. If the answer is no, the next thing we have to say is, do I wear this a lot? And if you can't remember a time that you've worn it in the last 2 months, then it gets to go into the other pile, the can't wear pile. So we're going to throw that in that pile. And we're going to sort our wardrobe. Now we're going to look at the accessories that we have in our wardrobe. And those are things like hats, scarves, gloves, pins, jewelry, that sort of thing. And we're going to look at what in this part of our wardrobe goes with our three primary colors, our three favorite choices, and what doesn't. And we're going to cull that accordingly. So again, if it's not in your three primary color groups and it doesn't complement, it goes in the can't wear pile. If it doesn't go, but you wear it regularly, it can stay. And that's how we need to cull our wardrobe. We have to think about utility first before we can go to the fashion part. And so once we cull our wardrobe, and we're going to do this with our shoes too, we're going to create this big pile. Then we're going to call up all of our friends, and we're going to ask them to do the same. And once we take this short interlude with our sponsors, when we come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you how you can shop for free and expand your wardrobe without expanding your debt. All that and so much more, many more money-saving tips on maximizing your wardrobe, coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerYou.net. You're listening to Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twoforthroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. Listen to Heather Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Maximizing Your Wardrobe on the Midweek Update from Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your financial fashionista, Heather Wagenhals. And before the break, we were talking about culling your wardrobe for what works and what doesn't work. Thank you so much for joining us today on Unlock Your Wealth Radio's Midweek Update at the end of the week. And just to recap, what you've done is you've gone into your wardrobe and you've pulled out what doesn't fit today, and we've pulled out everything from our primary will fit today, but we have three primary colors, and we just naturally pick these three. It's the ones that we look the best in, the ones that make us feel the best, our power colors, if you will, the ones that go nicely with our hair color or coordinate with everything. You'll see that there's a recurrent theme of three different colors. Mine are black, white, and red. And I love blue, but my blue stuff I don't have that much of. But most everything is black, white, or red. And my three primary colors. So you've culled all of the stuff for the secondary colors that don't complement your current wardrobe or you don't wear. So you've pulled all that stuff out. You got this big pile out, and your assignment before the break was to call your friends and have them do the same. Now what you're going to do, and I guess I should have given you this slight caveat, call your friends that are of similar size. Otherwise, if you're tall and everybody else is short, nothing's going to fit you. Just an idea there. So what you're going to do is call up all your friends and have them do the same. And then you are going to create your own shopping extravaganza. So you can do it at your home or one of your friends' places. But what you're going to do is you're going to do a fashion exchange. And you, because you're going to have your own little store, if you will, of all the stuff that doesn't fit, so you want to have everything nicely on hangers, and you can get those racks, those closet racks with the rollers on them, very inexpensively at Walmart. And all you need to do is hang up all of your clothes on a little rack and have everybody come and do the same with theirs. And you can make a little party out of it, maybe have somebody bring refreshments and hors d'oeuvres and have a little fashion exchange. And what you're going to do is everything that you don't want, you put on your rack. Everything that made it into that pile that's not part of your primary colors, now you're going to shop with purpose. So you're going to go through all of the other fashionistas who've gathered their wardrobes that don't fit or that don't match, and you're going to start shopping. And you're going to pick out stuff that goes with your three primary colors or that complements something else in your wardrobe or something else that you need that you don't currently have. And everybody's going to do it, and it's not going to cost anybody anything. And we're not going to worry about, oh, well, I gave up two shirts and I only got one. No, this isn't what this is about. It's not tit for tat, eye for an eye, because what's going to happen is you're going to donate whatever you don't get rid of at the end of the day. And yes, when you go drop it off at Goodwill, you are going to ask them for a tax-deductible receipt. And make sure, because you took your clothing inventory before you got started, you know exactly what got donated. And you'll check it off, and now you have a nice little fashion ticket to turn in to the IRS. So you're going to get some money back, all right? You're going to get to reduce your taxable income with this credit based on what you donated. So that's kind of a fabulous little deal. And you're going to have new stuff. How cool is that? You know, you've probably been eyeing one of your girlfriend's things, and you're like, that is so wrong for her. And guess what? It might end up with in her pile that she's discarding because she doesn't need it anymore. She doesn't wear it, or she realized she didn't look good in it. And guess what? Now it's yours for the picking. This is a phenomenal way to build your wardrobe and swap out stuff that you're not using anyway. And that's the key, is we have to be honest with ourselves. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. And again, hope is not a strategy. If we're hoping we're going to fit back into it, we're hoping we're going to lose weight, but we're not actively engaged in a weight loss and exercise regime that's going to bring us back to those clothes, we just got to let them go. Because guess what? We can go get more. And so now we've expanded our wardrobe and we've accessorized. And now we feel very stylish. We saved infinite amounts of money because goodness only knows what that would have cost you in the store. And now you can move forward and feel stylish and fashionable. And now, as a result of this wardrobe swap, you may only need a few things. And now you only have to go out and get a few things. So you can go to a secondhand store. And, you know, that's everybody. Every person that ever gives any financial advice, that's always their go-to thing. Oh, buy secondhand. Well, yeah, but that's easy. But I'm telling you, these fashion exchanges are fun. And you get to purge. So that's always good. It's very cathartic to let go of the past, let go of the old stuff. So you can invite some of the new stuff in. And you're going to feel so good about doing this. I mean, just truly, you're going to feel good inside because you got a whole bunch of cool new things and you didn't go into debt to do it. And it's just a great thing. So you can go to do some really cool shopping at a secondhand store, or you can shop the sales. And one of the things that's so great is if you buy quality items that are well constructed, and there are so many how-to guides on the internet, take a look at different fibers and do a little fashion education and find out about different fabrics, different textures. It'll be great on the etiquette protocol side of things if you're young and you're just moving up the ranks, so you know what's appropriate and what's not, what's in style in certain seasons, like you wouldn't wear your winter wool in the middle of summer. And if your wardrobe shrinks, I remember this clearly, a Valley socialite and a woman who was only looking out for my best interest. And that's what I liked about these women is they were direct. They weren't being condescending, but they were trying to help me get along when I was younger. And as a result of my divorce and my culling of my wardrobe down to next to nothing because stuff was looking worn or I just didn't fit into it anymore, I was wearing a wool blazer in the middle of summer, and I got called on the carpet for it. And it was the only thing that I had that was appropriate, so I had to go with it. And so, she's like, "Wool in the summer, Heather? Really? I thought you knew better." And I just winked at her, and I said, "Well, you know," I said, "it is what it is." And I kind of just let it go. But I got the hint. And so, unfortunately, I couldn't do anything about it. It was either do that or be inappropriate. And so I chose to be appropriate for the occasion to make sure that I had a jacket on, because, you know, they say when a woman wears a jacket, she puts on a little bit of respect. So I wanted to be appropriate for the event, but I was out of season, so I wasn't so fashionable. So that's kind of what we need to look at. Now, in Arizona, we have a very limited time to wear wool because it's so hot. Even though the fashion or the season may dictate it, it's just too uncomfortable to wear it. You know, fall lasted so long and it was so hot this fall that I had all these fabulous clothes, but I couldn't wear them because it would have been like a sauna. So we need to take and look at that as we're creating our fashion education and learning about different fabrics, because we have to take into account where we live. And if we're not traveling, that's the weather that we live in. And we probably want to weight our wardrobe with certain fabrics that endure and are appropriate to the season. So we want to think about that. So doing a little bit of a fashion education on fabrics, then when you go shopping, you're armed with this information and you know what you can wash and wear, even if it says dry clean only, or do I need to invest in a steamer so I can maximize the time in between my dry clean garments. And what we need to do is focus on, again, our three primary colors when we go out into the marketplace. And if we what we have is made with and constructed with quality fabric and assembled well, it's going to last a long time. So we may not have to buy more of that. We can just get new accessories with the latest colors that incorporate into our primary color choices. And what we can do is make ourselves look new with a new twist on a scarf. Maybe you wear it in a different way, or maybe there's a new hip style that wears scarves differently, or maybe we do two together or layer things. There's so many different things that you can do to be stylish without having to go out and incur a ton of money. Now, some great things to get secondhand are these higher-end accessories. You know, silk scarves, high-quality silk scarves and luxury brand silk scarves are super expensive to invest in if you buy them at the luxury boutique during the season. But if you catch them off season, accessories don't hold their value, so you can totally pick them up at a secondhand store for a whole lot less. Now, Elena did a phenomenal job with specific techniques that you can use when going shopping for your wardrobe on this week's blog. So visit www.unlockyourwealth.com for her blog to stay in touch. If you haven't signed up for our weekly e-zine, please do so, because we've got big changes coming. And we also have our Declaration of Financial Independence Day coming up on July 1st. As we kick off our new season, we'll be kicking off neat new things with the website. So you'll want to go and check it out now so you can understand and enjoy how to maximize your benefits when all of the new stuff comes. I'm Heather Wagenhals saying thank you so much for joining us on today's broadcast for our Financial Fashion Savvy Show, maximizing your wardrobe and how to look great for less money. We will look forward to seeing you this Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for our regular two-hour power show. I'm Heather Wagenhals saying thanks for listening to the Midweek Update, where finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Now go out and make it a great day.